Matt Rendell, one of the nicest blokes in the world, the list guru with the worst phone in the world. What's going to happen in this weather? Matt joins us now. Testing, testing.
Just guru will do. You don't have to worry about the list guru.
That'll
suffice. It's about to bucket down here too, boy, so I'm sitting there on the patio, but I'm undercover. The phone's been good for the last few weeks. I just had to bed.
No, it was absolutely shocking, and it's shocking now.
Well, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
I know.
That's
no,
not
yours,
the point.
Yeah, yours break at this end. We're going to have to get you. Ben's laughing.
Oh. All right, I've just moved out into the rain. Is that all right?
Yes. Beauty.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a bit to talk about. Hey, we've got the battle. You and Rooch have been going head-to-head about who's got the better midfields. We saw the Western Bulldogs flog Port Adelaide in the prelim final. A lot of Port supporters thought they were immoral to win that game. But they underestimated, and a lot of people did, just how good the Western Bulldogs are. They bridged the gap, Port Adelaide, now.
Butters jumping up into, elite level.
Yeah.
We always knew he had it in him. Some injuries over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Really curtailed him. But, he's had a good run in, good pre-season, clearly. Rosie's just continued on with his super form from last year. Got him All-Australian. And you throw in Horne Francis, and he's just a class act. He's going to get better and better. Mm. I reckon he's only about 75% capacity at the moment. We haven't seen him. I know he loves all the tough stuff, but we just haven't seen him break into the open. We know he's capable of going forward and kicking goals as well, so he hasn't added that to his game yet.
Okay.
But he will eventually.
I agree. Yeah, he's got a stack of improvement. Going to be a superstar. But can Port match Bontempelli, Libba, Bailey Smith, who's now playing in the middle, McRae and Adam Treloar?
Well, we definitely can, obviously. It's the peripherals as well. I mean, Houston's having an All-Australian year.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing mainly on the wing, isn't he?
No, Houston's gone into defence for a lot now recently.
Okay. So the periphery, of the wings are playing super, and obviously Wines, or Boak's playing on one of the wings most of the time.
Yeah.
And Drew's playing really well, doing his job week in, week out. So their depth has got a lot greater, and that's where they really lack Port Adelaide. And that's been the Bulldogs' strength. They haven't really got anyone to match Bontempelli. Look, he's he's one out of the box because he can go forward and play like a key forward.
Oi, he's dropped out.
Oh dear.
All right, we'll get to these questions. Phil, I'll read Phil's out very, very shortly. We'll get him back in a moment. What are you waving at me for, Lindsay?
Trying to see if we can get him on as quick as possible.
No, we know he's gone. What we'll do, why he's gone, though, we've been waiting all day.
He's back.
We got him back?
Hey, he's back.
You're back there, Matty?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what you caught up to, but I was just saying the Bont's a class act.
No, we got that.
But it's Port are going to race past them real quick, I reckon, if they continue on the way they're going.
All right, let's just get a tip on this game because we've got a stack of questions coming through for you at the moment. Who do you like? It's Friday night footy. It's going to be fast at Marvel.
It is fast, and they're playing fast. Port, I like Port. They hold up. The only little thing in there, you're going to have McKenzie on lob. Is it going to be? I would assume Alier takes Norton. But I think their forward line will be too slick. They've got a bit of a wonky effect.
All right, you're just breaking up again. I'm tipping at this stage, tipping Western Bulldogs, Rooch, after tipping Port 10 weeks in a row. I think we've lost Matty, have we? We're trying to get him back again. We'll get to that question from Phil. Yeah, not working. What we'll do while we're waiting, let's go to Todd Marshall because he spoke today at a press conference and he was asked how he pulled up.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to just get through the game and sort of have no worries going out of that. But, concussion-wise, head feels good and body feels good. So, to play well on return's nice, but to get through the game's even nicer.
We got Matty back. Just before we put him on, though, let's hear Toddy Marshall talking about going for 10 wins in a row.
Untenable.
Oh, we haven't really spoken about that. We know what the Dogs do. We know how good they are when they're up and going. So, for us, it's about trying to take that away and Obviously played them earlier in the year in gather round, and it wasn't a great night that night. It was a bit rainy and stuff, so they couldn't really get their ball movement going, so that's something we're going to have to watch out for this week. But yeah, like I said, we know their dangers, and we know what we have to do to take that away, so hopefully we can go to Melbourne under the roof and play our way.
Todd Marshall, very smart player and a beautiful kick for goal. Let's go to these questions. We've got you back now, Matty. Boys, when Matt Rendell...
I'm blaming the weather.
You blame the weather. Not that 1989 walkabout phone you have.
You're still using a Motorola?
I cut it out. I think it's a 6. No, it's an 8.
Is that all it is? That's what it is. Then we're up to Benny's fallen off his chair. We're up to 14 now.
I don't know where he can trade it.
Oh, it still works.
Yeah. This one.
I only have trouble with you, bloke.
Yeah. Oh, funny that.
Boys, when Matt Rendell is on, can you ask him if he agrees that Trent McKenzie is one of the most important players on Port's list, and him staying fit is vital to our chances this year? That's from Phil.
Oh, well, it's Alia one and McKenzie be two, because I don't think there's anyone else. I mean, how did Jonas go on the weekend? I mean, he wasn't in great form when he got missed out with the concussion. They need him back up and playing good footy, but, you know, because they've really only got those three. They haven't got anyone else. And most of these top teams have got really two good key forwards. So he is vitally important. He can play on big bloke. The bloke's way bigger than him. He's very good, adept at using his body. Mm. He's a very smart player. So, yeah, he's really important.
All righty. And here's another text, and we'll move on to Sydney and Buddy Franklin. We've got a big question for you there. Hi, Kimbo. Question for the big man, Matt Rendell. It looks like Mitch Georgiades and Miles Bergman are likely to request out of Port Adelaide. If those two were to go, who would you target from a Port Adelaide perspective? That's from Justin. So, Bergman and Georgiades.
Well, is that... Bergman, why would he want to leave? He's playing good footy, playing week in, week out, playing in the top
team. Victoria.
I think you'll find there, Matt, after the issues of the past couple of years, particularly when he had a really bad run with COVID, you do begin to value family more and more and more. Okay. You can't argue with that.
Unless it was an Adelaide player leaving.
Come on.
Rich, then you
would
have.
No.
Very cynical back in those days.
Don't be silly.
Georgiades, I can understand. He's probably looking at now and going, well, Lord's going to take my place as well. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Lord takes Dixon. I don't know how many Dixon's got left.
Two.
Doesn't sound like he's got much left. Two, they hope. Another one on this one. That'd be good for Lord, as long as they play him a lot. Well, they're going to have to look for a key forward somewhere. They might be targeting maybe Harry Himmelberg as a free agent. Would be a good thing. Because we know he can play back as well. They picked up Finlayson. He's been fantastic for him. So maybe they go after Himmelberg. I don't think they'll get Ben McKay.
Oh, really?
I think they've got a few. Oh, you're saying they can. Okay. He'll have a million suitors, Ben McKay.
Yeah, we're hearing Harry Himmelberg may go to Sydney because they'll lose at least one McCartan.
Well, he's a good buddy replacement. But also, I mean, Sydney should be going after both players, but I'm not sure they've got a heap of money in their salary cap.
All right, let's get into Sydney. Now, yep. You've been in this cable for a long time. Sydney has always had a marquee forward going back to Kappa, Lockett, Barry Hall,
yep.
Buddy Franklin. The wheels are in motion. All the talk is they're going after the astronaut, Aaron Norton. Who would you be getting up to Sydney to be a marquee forward?
They love a key forward up there. If you've ever sat in the crowd with them, that's all they go to watch. I've sat there and they all stand up when Buddy went near the ball. I couldn't believe it. So they love a big key forward who can kick goals. Norton would certainly be one of them. He's out at the end of next year, I think. So definitely one. They'll probably try and go Himmelberg, maybe even Ben McKay.
He's not marketable, Himmelberg, though. He's not marketable. If you're getting a marquee player, there's only...
The captain, obviously, is Charlie Curnow, but they're not going to get him. He's signed a long, long-term deal. There's not... I know what you're thinking. You need someone who's going to drag him through the gates, and Charlie would do that, but I'm not even sure Norton would be great in that area there.
Matt, are you sitting down now?
Yeah.
Kim's thinking...
No, I'm standing up.
Well, sit down. Kim's thinking Darcy Fogarty.
No, it was left field. They'd be mad if they didn't look at him. He plays like Plugger used to play, and he'd excite crowds.
Well, he's not a big power forward. He's like your third taller. They'd be looking for a big power forward. It's not you know, they've got McDonald there, but I don't think he's going to fit the bill either.
No.
So, look, they're really hard to get hold of. Obviously, Geelong, you know, they're three first-round picks for Cameron.
Yeah.
So they're hard to get hold of, and they're really out of contract. So, you know, they might have to bide their time. They have got, I think they've got one as one of their zone players this year. Was that them? Or was that, oh, that might be the Gold Coast. They've got a beauty, yeah, apparently.
Hey, what about this one left field then? There's 7 years on the contract of Harry McKay. What if...
Harry McKay has to fix himself.
Robbo.
Because Carlton...
Robbo's still going on about his kicking.
Let it go, Robbo.
Oh.
Would you take a punt on him?
No.
Oh! All right, let's move on to the Adelaide Crows then. Tex Walker plays his 250th. Tell us your take on his career.
Oh, look, I think I said to you blokes before, I went and watched him. They just signed him as a scholarship holder of New South Wales, and I went with Daryl Hart to watch him play a game with, out at Centrals.
Mm.
Well, he was just pitiful. he was non-competitive. He was non-competitive. He had two possessions. He came down and played with Centrals in an under-18s game. I said, Hardy, I think we're wasting our time here, but we'll keep following. Well, by the end of the year, he was a star, and he would have gone the top 20 in the draft, but because he was a scholarship holder, we could call his name out at 75. So Mark Ross was the one who spied him at Griffith, of all places, in New South Wales. Mm. He slow, but whip smart. A magnificent kick, both sides. He's always had that.
Mm.
But he had super endurance for a bloke his size. You know, he was up with the midfielders.
Really?
Could have played as a tall midfielder. But his footy smarts is what's got him to 250 and been such a great player over a period of time. He is a very, very clever player. He's been fantastic. He's achieved way more than I ever thought he was early days. And he had to bide his time at Norwood, but he was really good at Norwood. A few doubts on competitiveness at different stages, but he got through that as well. So he should be really proud of what he's been able to do in footy.
All right, this was a polarising subject back in the day. Was Neil Craig too hard on him or did the right thing?
Oh, it's an interesting question. Being too hard on him, which I think he probably was, did it make him a better player? It probably did. It's just a tough comp, the Sandford, when you've got to earn your kicks, and especially on that little ground at Norwood, which was his home team at the time, I think. You know, you've got to earn your kicks, and I think it really helped him playing at Norwood on that little ground a lot of the time, and he kicked a lot of goals for him. So, yeah, bit each way there I'm going.
Hey, here's a good text that's come through. I said this to Rooch, I think, last week. We were just having general chit-chat about players in the twilight of their career going to another club. Chris has sent through a text saying, Charlie Dixon to Sydney. What would you get for Charlie Dixon if Port were prepared to let him go?
You wouldn't get much.
Not much.
He's...
I'll tell you what you would
physically,
get.
How's it going? You might get a second round of top.
No, I'll tell you what you would get. You'd get a huge problem because if that's when you make a huge mistake with your list management, because
culturally,
he is so important to what they're about. You can't do that. Do you?
Do you blokes on there on it? Obviously, don't listen to you because you're over there. But do you give?
Well, we can get us on the podcast. Yeah.
Do you give the list to the? Do you give the list management and recruiting people of the Crows and Port enough credit? Do they get big raps over there? Because they should.
Well, the Crows haven't. They've been copying a belting. That's Justin Reid and Hamish Ogilvie, given that the club
Well, they made
the
some blues a few years ago, but they've recovered beautifully.
They've copped it for that. I've certainly been really... supportive of what Port Adelaide have done for the last 6 years. I reckon they have a crack.
They've been outstanding, Port Adelaide.
I'll tell you what, Matt, you've got to explain. Do this next week for us. You have to explain how, in God's name and everyone else's name, Port ever got Connor Rosie. Because that still looks like one of the most remarkable rises in the draft rankings to get a player who is going to be so important to them.
He played a fair game in the grand final.
Port had to get up there to get him. It was obvious you had to get him.
5 or 6.
They got him for 5, but how did they get to 5? Because 5. That's some of the greatest wheeling and dealing you'll ever see.
Well, it was Dougal Howard and Wingard out, and they their own pick, and they managed to put some picks together and get up. They got up to 6, and then they did a deal to get to 5 with Gold Coast Suns.
That's
I reckon.
Right. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
And they took Ben. They took Ben King, I reckon, and Port took Rosie. Was that the draft?
Pretty well, yeah. But that was an amazing deal.
But they went from 6 to 5 in a deal with, so they knew what they were after. He was an interesting player. He was a really good forward for North in that year, wasn't he? And then they put him in defence, and he was an even better player.
Yep, exactly.
Rosie, but he's been everything they thought he'd be, and more probably.
Well, if that was a touch of genius, how do you describe what they did to get Jason Horne-Francis deal over the line? That was
well,
a touch of brilliance.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, well, they've done well.
I mean, number ones, you get number ones out of after 1 year. That's unheard of. I don't think it's ever happened.
Agreed.
Hey, Matty, always great
but,
to
but North have come out of it all right, though. Don't worry about that. Yeah, North have come out all right. That Wardle looks a superstar. Yeah, and Sheasel. They've got one of those as a replacement for Horne-Francis, and they've got Port's first round this year, which isn't looking that good at the moment.
No, it isn't, is it?
Yeah. hey, we've got 30 seconds, Matt. The three games given to De Goey, your take on that in 30 seconds.
I thought when I originally saw it, he'd get 4. But I understand what they did. I understand they gave it 3. Look, silly De Goey clearly thought he was going to bump him in the shoulder, but he jumped off the ground and missed his shoulder and got him in the head.
That's 4.
How do you feel if you're Shane McAdam then?
Yeah, well, what did Shane get? Did he get 3 or 4?
He got three.
Come on, it's 4 every
he
time.
He didn't hit his head, and the player had the football.
Yeah, well, they've gave him a week off for pleading guilty.
Oh, come on.
They did.
Come on. If someone said...
Did McAdam plead guilty?
No, they tried to get him off.
They tried to get him off.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well,
should
that shouldn't count.
Matt, you spent too much time at Collingwood.
No, come on.
We've got to clean
you
up.
He hates Collingwood.
They will give you a week off if you plead guilty.
Well, that's ridiculous. Matty, good to chat to you. We look forward to chatting again next week. Get out of the rain.
Right.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
There he is, the big fella, Matthew Rendall.